Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
The energy at Terminal 5 Music Hall in New York City was wild. Thousands of people were cheering and dancing as the drumbeats pulsed beneath them. When the lights came up, there was a woman on stage dressed in sunglasses and a long, shimmering gold coat. She started rapping. The band behind her joined in with fast rhythms as the stage came alive with glowing designs and mandalas. And above it all, there was one word suspended in midair. Muthangi. I'm Seetha Hallett, and this is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, a fairy tale podcast about the rebel women who inspire us. On this episode, Muthangi Arabrogasan, otherwise known as MIA, rapper, singer, songwriter, and activist for social justice. Muthangi's head was always full of pictures. As a little girl growing up in the capital of Sri Lanka, she filled her notebooks with drawings. Instead of an A, she drew an apple. A B could be a balloon. Next door to her family's house, there was a factory that made colourful saris. Muthangi loved to go outside in her yard and waited until the factory workers threw away the ends of their paint cans. She was fascinated by the drips and dribbles of all those different colours running together. It gave her so many ideas. There was a storm brewing in Sri Lanka, though. The country had two main ethnic groups, the Sinhalese and the Tamil. Muthangi and her family were Tamil, and they wanted independence. They were even ready to fight for it. The country became very dangerous as a civil war escalated. So when Muthangi was almost 11, she, her brother and mum left Sri Lanka and fled to London. England was safer, but it wasn't exactly welcoming. Instead of bullets and raids, there was racism and ridicule. Kids made fun of Muthangi for being a refugee with an unusual name, so she changed her name to Maya, hoping the teasing would stop. Even when it did, Maya felt very lonely. She was in a new country and she didn't speak the language, but at least she had art. Drawing and painting became her new best friends. She couldn't wait to slip into the art room and create drama sets for the school play. She also started getting into hip-hop music. She felt like hip-hop expressed so many things she was feeling. Joy, fear, anger, and hope all at once. While people from all backgrounds listen to and create hip-hop today, this kind of music originally came from Black American cultures. The hip-hop scene Maya fell in love with was full of people not afraid to say the truth, even if they were labeled an outsider. Maya was captivated by the way hip-hop celebrated so many backgrounds and was constantly evolving. So she blasted hip-hop as loud as she could and danced her heart out, feeling the beats and rhythms in her skin. She knew wherever she went, music and art could be her home.
Hey, grown-ups. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. Listen, I used to be miserable with allergies from about the beginning of April till the end of August. Sometimes my best friend was a cold washcloth over my face. I couldn't taste my food because my nose was so stuffed up. I couldn't go for a run because my eyes were so itchy. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. I've been taking Claritin D for my allergies for years, and it's been an absolute life changer. I can go for hikes, cut the grass, and most importantly, stop and smell the flowers. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. I have to tell you about my friend Penelope. She is hilarious. She only eats cheese doodles and canned beans, and she loves to sing and fly through walls. Wait, did I tell you that Penelope is my imaginary friend? Well, she is, but she's totally real to me. Anywho, Penelope and I are very excited because there's a new movie coming out on May 17 all about imaginary friends. It's called IF, which stands for Imaginary Friends. Pretty cool, am I right? IF is so much fun, with lovable fuzzy giants and bright new galaxies. It stars Kaylee Fleming as Bee, a girl who discovers that she can see everyone else's IFs. Meanwhile, Cal, played by Ryan Reynolds, can also see IFs. Together, they team up and go on a magical adventure to reconnect forgotten IFs with their kids. IF is from the brilliant mind of writer-director John Krasinski. It also stars John Krasinski, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Maya Rudolph, Jon Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Emily Blunt, Awkwafina, and Steve Carell, just to name a few. It celebrates the incredible power of curiosity and creativity, and it's definitely a laugh-out-loud adventure for the whole family. IF comes out in theaters starting May 17th and is guaranteed to knock your socks off. What? Oh, Penelope says she wears two pairs of socks at all times. Also, that imaginary friends get limitless refills on popcorn. So join us in the theater on May 17. Bring your imaginary friends too.
Hello. Hello, Mathangi. I have some bad news. It was a week after Maya had graduated from art school in London. She'd worked so hard to get there and had put all her energy into creating paintings, film, and music that she was proud of. But that phone call changed everything. Maya's cousin, who was like a brother to her, had gone missing in action in Sri Lanka. While he was trying to defend the Tamil side, he'd either been captured or killed. Maya was heartbroken. She couldn't understand how a life so close to hers was just gone. They were the same age and played together as kids all the time. How was this possible? And what was she doing with an art degree when there were so many people from her homeland fighting for their lives? Maya decided she would change her name again, this time to MIA, to honour her missing cousin. She imagined herself stitching their two lives together, living with and for him. She started making music that connected them too, pulling in sounds from Sri Lanka, from London, from all over the world. They were jarring sounds, honest sounds. She remembered the clash of people fighting in Sri Lanka and used that as part of her soundtracks. She wrote songs about what it was like to hear the world shattering all around her. Sometimes she just started with a thought and yelled into the microphone until the words took shape. MIA's songs were loud and edgy. She didn't shy away from telling harsh truths about her life, but she also wasn't singing them so people would feel sorry for her. She wanted her art to inspire people to stand up for those who didn't have a voice. MIA continues to write and release influential music. She's won lots of awards for her music, art, and even filmmaking. But maybe the biggest honor was the one she gave herself. On her fourth album, she reclaimed her birth name, Mithangi. She learnt that it came from the name of a Hindu goddess who expresses inner thoughts, which was exactly what Mithangi the artist strived to do. She was so proud to discover that she was embodying her namesake. When Mithangi stepped out onto the Terminal 5 stage in New York City, decked out in glittering gold, she looked powerful. She had no idea what tomorrow would bring, but she was going to honour her past and be open to whatever happened next. And with her name emblazoned above her head, Mithangi started to sing a brand new song. This podcast is a production of Rebel Girls. It's based on the book series Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. This episode was narrated by me, Seetha Hallett. It was produced and directed by Joyce Smith, with sound design and mixing by Real Audiobooks. It was written by Gina Gottsill and edited by Abby Scher. Fact-checking by Joe Rattigan. Joyce Smith is our executive producer. Original theme music was composed and performed by Elektra Barjocki. A special thanks to the whole Rebel Girls team who make this podcast possible. Until next time, stay rebel.
Thanks for listening to this episode, Rebels. Did you know there's a whole world of Rebel Girls to explore? Go to rebelgirls.com/more to check out our latest books, t-shirts, crafting kits, and, well, more. Visit rebelgirls.com/more. Until next time, stay rebel.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.